Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bach with the Wednesday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. A lot of talk about rake across the industry. Well, Fantasy Draft, if you want to have your best chance of profitability when it comes to head-to-head games, it's not going to be better than anywhere but Fantasy Draft, because they've got their rake-free games that they're offering you. Their GPPs still raked below 13%, and even a lot of those potentially with some overlay. We've seen that in the Carolina Millions the last couple of weeks. So you're getting really good value on your entries. And again, that Carolina Millions live final out there is going to be a fabulous event in North Carolina, and I'm hoping to qualify it for myself. So take a look if you haven't signed up. Again, their players first mentality, getting a lot of feedback from you. I really like their iPhone app as well. Works well for me. And Fantasy Draft, doing a lot of great things. And again, check them out for baseball even tonight. No reason not to do that. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a new tool that we've got for you guys that's going to make life a little bit easier for building lineups, and something pretty cool for us premium subscribers. Also, we will get into the baseball for Wednesday night. And that's it. That's what we got for you today. Obviously, the NFL content rolling in right now. Wednesday is really when it starts moving. We've got football guys. We got the DFS Pick 6, the OGs podcast on the football podcast stream is out there with Chop, Noto, and Beer. That's been a really popular podcast for you guys, so check that out. And happy to be churning out content day after day for you here on rotogrinders.com. All right, first thing I want to talk about is this new Chrome extension that we have built for DraftKings. If you don't know, we've got a Chrome extension for FanDuel. We've got one for DraftKings. And they serve a lot of different purposes, and they do a lot of different things, and you can basically customize them to do the things that you find most important. Obviously, we talked about it yesterday, the rate calculator, the overlay calculator. That's something that is part of this. We also have the ability to name your lineups on the lineups page or on the FanDuel kind of lineups page. The ownership exposure of your of all your GPP lineups right there. So all of this is part of this Chrome extension browser. And the latest edition, I think, is maybe the best thing yet. And basically what it does is, if you are a premium subscriber, you have to it'll give you a queue to kind of log in. And when you do that, then what it does is it brings the ownership projections and the player projections that we have on RG, and it plugs it right into the build page on DraftKings. I mean, genius. So therefore, you can kind of see what we're projecting ownership as on the screen while you're building on their site. So blown away by it. I think it's really innovative. It's simple in the fact that it makes a lot of sense, but nobody's been doing it. So we've got it for you, and it's just an added benefit. And I can't stress this enough. I mean, there is a ton of really good premium content out there in daily fantasy, but bang for your buck, there's nothing like what we've got at Roto Grinders. Because you got to remember, when you sign up for our monthly package, or you sign up for our annual package, you get everything. You're getting NBA. You're getting NHL, which starts up soon. You're getting the PGA product, which we're revamping a little bit. You're getting the NFL. You're getting everything. So, a lot of places want you to re-up every season, but that's not the way we do it. Now, if you are a seasonal player and you're only playing NBA or only playing NFL, you can buy it in that fashion. But again, bang for your buck, if you're going to play daily fantasy, over the course of the year, you're not going to find a better value than that. So, and the fact that, our ownership projections plug right in now, I'm super, super, super excited for this. So check that out over on the DraftKings extension. And if you don't have those, again, you can. There's zero reason in my eyes not to add them. Like, I know, you know, even, I mean, people who don't even work for Roto Grinders, you know, people who have their own tout sites are using these things, rightfully so, because it makes their life easier. That's the goal of those things. So take advantage of their free to get. Just go to that Chrome store, and I think we might have them for Firefox for the handful of OGs out there who are still using the Firefox browser, but definitely wanted to pass that little bit of news along. All right, let's get into baseball for tonight. Again, solid slate for us. You know, lots of games to choose from. Again, I love firing the satellites to get maybe some tickets on the cheap for some of the tournaments in NFL coming up this weekend. So let's try and get at it here today. We'll start with the pitching tonight. And again, no like mega superstars here or anything, but Luis Severino against Tampa today, minus 253 favorite against an offense that K's a lot. And Severino has done really well against Tampa so far this season. If you look at the game logs from this year, we've got, let's see, he had one game at 18 DraftKings points. That's not great, but he had a 34 mixed in there as well against Tampa. And I thought he had one more really big game against them. No, I guess that's it. Just like those two starts, it looks like. So a 34 and an 18 against them. And this is a guy whose strikeout totals have, you know, been pretty steady. You know, last game was one of his worst starts of the entire season. But before that, he was, you know, super consistent on his fan draft, DraftKings points at 29, 31, 34, 22. And, you know, he's checking in at 12-4. He doesn't come cheap today, but I think that the upside in the K department is certainly there in this matchup. Yankees looking solid. And again, this time of year, you've got value to be had out there. And we'll kind of document some of those guys. So I'm paying up for him today. Danny Salazar is going against the Twins, but, you know, it's really in flux on how deep he's going to pitch. You know, they moved him to the bullpen. Now they're saying we want to stretch him out to give us options in the playoffs. So it's kind of a situation I'm just going to avoid entirely there today. So no thanks for me. Brandon Woodruff, kind of interesting, under 7K for the Brewers. The Reds, not a bad lineup. Again, I talk about it again. They've got, you know, really solid upside in the bats. We saw Schebler send one deep. You still got the stolen base upside in Hamilton. So not all in on him, but he is a cheap enough option that you can maybe consider. But, you know, you could go to Jason Hamill against the Tigers. And I think this is a better spot for us. He's 5'9 today on DraftKings. So super cheap there. I'm guessing, what, 12K? 11-6 on Fantasy Draft. And he's a monster favorite, minus 173. The Tigers have packed it in. That lineup does not look pretty good, very good at this point in time. The implied run total is under 4. So, again, Jason Hamill is a guy, you look at the game logs, and he makes you want to, like, kind of throw up a little bit. Because his last three starts, he's, you know, gotten above one fantasy point once. But can he give us like 18 on the day? I don't think it's an impossibility against this Detroit team. His last good start came against Detroit, where he had about 19 DraftKings points. So I like him today for the price if you want to pay up for bats. The other plays for us, I mean, Rich Hill at 11-1 against San Diego. This is the matchup that he is really just owned so far this season. Against San Diego, he's giving you 22. He has given you 38. He has given us 20. So he's been over 20 every single start this year. Pretty good baseline for us. 11-1. I mean, I think he's the plug in play today, certainly against Clayton Richard, who I'm not particularly fond of. And I think Rich Hill is the guy that you want most. You know, he, Severino are probably the top two. And then I'm looking at Jason Hamill. I'm seeing Garrett Richards pop a little bit on projections. He does get the White Sox today, and that team should be able to give him big run support. And the K's have been nice, 6-7 over the last two starts. The question is, how deep is he going to go in this game? Is he going to go beyond six innings? I don't know. Six innings last time gave us 24 DraftKings fantasy draft points. So I'm fine with him at 7,900. I would put him in my GPPs. And I guess he could be cash game playable. But Ronaldo Lopez has kind of been a bit of a mess. But the thing about Lopez is he's pretty tough against righties. And we'll, you know, let's just look at his numbers here real quick. Versus right-handed bats so far this season. Let's see. Ronaldo Lopez. Where's my guy? 317 WOBA against righties. 119 ISO. So he has been pretty tough against righties. And this is a pretty righty-heavy lineup for the Angels. So, you know, that's kind of my concern that we have there. So, I'm okay with Richards, but not my favorite play. You know, Mark Leiter Jr. has had some K upside, but against this Nationals lineup that's getting healthy, I'm not sure. I mean, I was looking at his peripherals today. The guy has a Sierra under 5, but yet an XFIP of about 6. So, giving up a lot of, you know, home runs, that's been the big problem. And obviously, you've got monster power bats and guys like Murphy and Zimmerman and Harper today. So I like him as a prospect, but I'm not going to kind of roll him out here tonight. All right, so there you go. That's pretty much my takeoff on pitching. Let's get to the bats. We'll try and find some value for you since, again, you want to, you know, maybe spend up for pitching like me. But, you know, obviously finding the proper pay up is can be beneficial if they hit with the big home run. All right, so let's get it started here. And looking at the catcher spot today, again, make sure you're looking at just the 7-game evening slate tonight. All right, first and foremost, you know, we got Gary Sanchez against Matt Andrees. He's the pay-up that I kind of talked about here. Again, if you're going down to Jason Hamill, you can actually make that happen pretty easily. Even if you're going to, you know, a Garrett Richards, looking at some of the lineups that I built, you know, he actually fits a build, not terrible today. So I think he's a guy that we can, you know, definitely look at as a potential spend today. There's not, you know, two 12K guys that we get. Now, if you go Hill, you go Severino, you're probably not going to get Gary the Goat into your lineup today. But if you're punting on one of those other spots, I think he can work out for you. And especially when you look at the other options we have today, there's not a lot to love. You know, Contreras and Darnot, both under 4K, batting cleanup for the Cubs and the Mets. I don't mind that, either of those two guys. Again, great spots in that lineup. Salaries are not horrible. I mean, they're $1,500 cheaper, at least for Darnot, about $1,000 cheaper for Contreras. So if you don't get all the way up to them, I think that is a decent enough, you know, pivot spot for you at the catcher spot. And that's kind of it. Like, those are my three guys that I'm looking to play. I'm not going to name off everybody if they're not, you know, overly viable for me. So that's it. Sanchez, going to be Contreras, or who was the last guy I said? It's already, my mind is already gone. Travis Darnot. That's the other guy. All right, over at first base, we gave you a Chris Davis home run today. I love that. But I think tonight, you know, Brandon Moss cracks the lineup against Jordan Zimmermann. He's got to be in your lineups, whether it's at first base or outfield on DraftKings. I think he's outfield eligible on FanDuel. Super cheap over there. Fantasy draft, infield or outfield utility. He's too cheap. I mean, he's $2,900 over there on DK today. Probably going to be at about, what, $6K over on fantasy draft tonight. $5,700, $26 on FanDuel. And he just gives you that monster power upside that you're looking for. Zimmerman, you know, again, the Royals are monster favorites with Jason Hamill on the mound. I think their bats are have a big potential to go off today. So he's certainly a guy that I'm looking at. Hosmer is 4-6. Again, you can play them both if you move Moss over to the outfield, which you can do. So, you know, I love the Royals today. Probably one of my, if not my favorite stack of this entire slate. So you can go back to Chris Davis again. He is cheap at $3,200 in this matchup versus Chad Kuhl. And Kuhl, we know, has struggles versus lefties. We like Chris Davis because he hits the ball a long way. We really like Chris Davis when he gets locked in. And that potentially could be the start of something here from what we saw yesterday from him. So too cheap of a price tag on him at just $3,200 over on DK tonight. FanDuel, he is 33. Fantasy draft, he is 6,300. And again, hits now in 5 consecutive games. I like it. Chris Davis, definitely a play for us tonight. Eric Thames against Homer Bailey. Bailey has not been good versus lefties. Thames, pretty good versus righties. Those two match up. 4K price tag is not one that I'm overly enthusiastic about, but he should be fine today. If you want to go Josh Bell, I think that you've got Pittsburgh pretty cheap today. I think they're an interesting stack that we can get for inexpensive, and Bell checks in today at 3,700 over on DraftKings, 350 WOBA, 208 ISO versus righties this season. Gets Gabriel Yanoa today. You know I'm going to give up a home run or two. Oh, man, that is why I get paid the big bucks right there. Just kidding. Cleveland today against Minnesota. We saw Edwin Encarnacion hit another home run yesterday. So much for that Bartolo $44 play. That didn't work out so well for you. But this guy's got five hits over the last two games, including two doubles and a home run. If you stem it back a little further, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 8 games, the guy has a hit with extra base hits in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his last 6. So kind of locked in at the plate right now. So if you're a believer in the hot streak, E5 is a guy you're going to want to probably roster a little bit tonight. And yeah, let's go on over to second base and see what we got at this position. Now, I touted up as Drubal yesterday. Again, I didn't play yesterday, but he went 0-for-3, but did give us an RBI, so it wasn't a total dud. But I also said Carlos Correa was probably the better pay-up for us today, and I did see he had like a double. He had a pretty good game yesterday. So tonight, we've got Chris Taylor versus a lefty, 3,700. Basically say the same thing the last couple of days. I'm going to say it again. Double hit run RBI yesterday. Probably going to do it again today. Actually, that was 2 days ago. I didn't play yesterday. But Chris Taylor versus a lefty. Feedbats lead off under 4K. Stands out to me. We've got Adam Frazier against, you know, I'm going to give up a lot of hits today at 3,600. And he could be a leadoff spot with a 3.32 WOBA against that handedness of pitcher. I'm fine with that. It certainly is part of a stack. I think the Nationals are going to start hitting here pretty soon. And Daniel Murphy is 4,900 against Leiter. But again, if you're rolling Jason Hamill on a lineup, Murphy, you can get there. 227 ISO, 383 WOBA against that handedness of pitcher this season, so he's been pretty darn good. Logan Forsythe could be an interesting punt, too, in the late game. Not a lot of people will play it because the lineup isn't probably going to be out super early. He's not in the lineup every day. But the dude pretty much crushes lefties. 294 average, 390 weighted OBA this season, and gets Clayton Richard. That could be a nice play here today at second base. All right, moving over to third. And, not a lot of lefties for the Angels. And Ronaldo Lopez has really struggled in that split. So Valbuena at 2,700 from a value standpoint does pop for me a little bit today at this position. We've got Justin Turner versus a lefty, which is borderline plug and play most nights at 4,100. So it's not a killer salary. Like, we can make that work on him. So I don't mind him at third base. Let's see what else we got here. Josh Donaldson against Rick Porcello at under 4K, maybe? I mean, he's more of a GPP guy for me. Certainly not looking to stack that game up. Porcello gives up a lot of contact, though. So, you know, Smoke is not a guy I touched on, but he's under 4K today. Teoscar Hernandez in the outfield is under 3K. So you could actually probably stack that up today with some pretty decent pitching options if you wanted to go there. So I don't mind him. Always huge two home run upside in him. Castellanos against Hamill. I'm probably not doing that because I'll have some Hamill exposure. Ugh, puke. But he's 3,500 and he's been hitting the ball pretty well. But 400 more can get you Donaldson. So and a little bit more than that gets you Justin Turner, which I think is the elite play on the slate. Travis Shaw, pricey at 5K, but gives up Homer Bailey, or gets a matchup versus Homer Bailey. Deck yesterday, Homer today, maybe rookie tomorrow. Who knows what the Reds will roll out. That's probably where I'm looking today over at third base. Let's move on to the shortstop position. And my boy Kiki against lefty. Let's see, we've got Kiki yesterday went, what was that, 1-for-1? I guess that was just a pinch hit appearance for him yesterday. But versus a lefty, you're looking at a 400 weighted OBA, 315 ISO. So he is somebody that I can certainly look at and get excited about. My boy Orlando Arcia yesterday, somebody tweeted at me and said, Dan, thanks for the Arcia call yesterday. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Got you 3 hits, an RBI, a run scored, 21 FanDuel points for you. So not a bad day at 2,700. He's always sneaky good as an under 3K option for us. So today's no different. Fine with Trey Turner against my boy Mark Leiter. Leiter can certainly, if he doesn't find the strike zone, Trey Turner could steal himself a handful of bases here tonight. So he's a guy that I'm looking at. Let's see, a few other positions. You got a Struble as well, still at 2,900. I can go back to that well a little bit today. I think that's what we got. I think that's where we're kind of looking today at shortstop. See, hopefully Kiki makes that lineup today in a decent spot. I like him a good bit tonight. All right, lastly, we get to the outfield for you on this Wednesday night. And Brandon Moss, like I talked about at first base, probably better to play him in the outfield because you've got Chris Davis, you've got Eric Hosmer, got a few guys I like over at that position. But Andrew McCutchen looks too cheap versus, you know, I'm going to give something big up to the Kutch today at 3,700. Man, I hope Gabriel Ulloa is in this league for a long time because I can have fun with that Ulloa play on words for like years and years to come. I'm hoping so. But yeah, he's really cheap today. 3,700. Looks good. Let's see. A few other outfielders for us. We've got Taylor. I talked about Thames. A lot of guys that we've already kind of chatted about. Cole Calhoun against Lopez leading off. I mean, I don't love the Angels top to bottom, but as a one-off under 4K, he's fine. Corey Dickerson, if you're not on Severino, at 3,100, that's a great price for him. You know, we love to, you know, use him in spots versus righties, but probably not playing him too much versus Severino, but 3,100 is a nice price tag on him. Bryce Harper, I think he's going to get it going here. So, you know, he's getting back into the groove of things coming off the disabled list. So he's not cheap, but he's certainly a guy who could easily send one deep tonight. So if you've got some room in your lineups, give him a look today. Brett Gardner at 4,100. Nice salary on him today. Let's see. We've got Gregory Polanco. Again, back to those Pirates. Super cheap. 2,800 on him today. Batting sixth in that lineup. Teoscar Hernandez homered yesterday. 2,700 tonight. So way too cheap. And a leadoff spot against Rick Porcello today. Mike Trout's never a bad play, even against Ronaldo. I think that kind of covers it. I think those are most of the guys that I'm looking to play in my lineups on this Wednesday. So hopefully you took some good notes. Hopefully they pay off for you, and hopefully you can win all the money, all the satellite tickets. Make sure you're checking out our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Again, rake free head-to-heads. Players first. That's their mentality. 25-player block. Lots of amazing things happening there. A good customer service, so we thank them so much for putting their name on this podcast, and I hope you give them a chance to earn your business. Again, if you want other options, they are out there. Fantasy Draft is one of them. But I'll be back probably on Friday. I think tomorrow we're going to have Mangone. He's going to help me out on the Thursday podcast because, you know, that little JM to Win article that I read? It's not so little. It takes a long amount of time, so I'm going to be handling that tomorrow. Look for Mangone on the Thursday pod. And I appreciate you guys listening, downloading, being a part of what we do here at rotogrinders.com. If you haven't subscribed to the Morning Grind, you know to do that. If you haven't subscribed to Stevie's NASCAR package, do it. He's got a nice deal going for you. The final 8 races of this season and a ton of great stuff as well in our expert marketplace. You've got personal premium packages from guys like Eric Crane and The Siege and Derek Hardy crossing over to some NFL with his Blitz package. So check that out. But I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening. Back again tomorrow, same time, same place, and on SiriusXM. Remember, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2. If you don't have the satellite radio, get it. Good stuff there daily from us at RotoGrinders. But thanks for listening. Talk to you back on Friday. Till then, we'll see you.